What are the prerequisites for becoming a Christian? You all know? I'm sure you know prerequisites are those things that are required before you can do a certain thing, right? So what do you have to do before you can be a Christian? What are the qualifications? Only that we believe, right? And even that is a gift from God. For we proclaim that we are saved by grace through faith. We, the church, have a pretty low barrier for entry, right? You walk right in, and then here you are among us. For as we often quote from Paul's letter to the Romans, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come as you are, a hospital for sinners rather than a haven for saints, right? And yet also from the prophet Micah, what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God? So what were the prerequisites for Matthias, for Saint Matthias, whose day we celebrate today? Apparently he and justice had been with the disciples following Jesus since his baptism. What were the prerequisites for the 12? Seemingly little. The only thing they uniformly had in common, aside from being Jewish men, was that they were called by Jesus. To be a pastor, I had to go to college and seminary and spend time as a chaplain in a hospital and be approved by my synod. Many of you have certifications and degrees and apprenticeships. The disciples didn't do any of that. I suppose they had a very intense apprenticeship. In fact, at times, they seem downright hard-headed. And yet, in the end, it required their whole selves. For many of them, they literally lost their lives for their discipleship. The Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, claims that the prerequisite is a humble and contrite spirit who trembles at the word of God. And that, it seems, is something Matthias had. But poor Matthias. He gets to be called one of the 12, and yet he gets no mention in Scripture aside from this one passage, which you heard Lessa read tonight. As to what happens to him later, histories disagree. Maybe he died at the hands of his fellow Jews, whom he offended by his bold claims. Maybe in his travels among the Romans, maybe of old age in Jerusalem. But what is clear is this: this calling required no great skill, but rather his life. I worry sometimes that as grace-oriented people here in the Lutheran Church, at the God is Love Church, that we lose track of the seriousness of the calling to which we, as baptized Christians, have been called. An anonymous quote I've reflected on recently says, "Being a Christian isn't about making a weekly trip to church." It's about coming on Wednesday and Sunday, right? Oh, no. That's not right either, no. Being a Christian isn't about making a weekly trip to church. It's about becoming the church, an actual place where Jesus lives. In other words, being a Christian requires nothing short of our whole selves. When Isaiah is baptized here on Sunday morning, his parents and sponsors will promise to nurture him so that he may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. no big deal, right? In other words, Christianity is not a time card where we punch in when we come to church and clock out when we leave. Shoot, it's not even a 9-to-5. As long as there is fear, injustice, brokenness, violence, our job is not done. Our work is not complete. As long as housing is unaffordable for too many people, as long as Jews, Muslims, and Christians alike have little hope of peace and security in the land we call holy, as long as a single person dies to violence in Baltimore, as long as there are members of this church suffering from pain or loneliness or depression or abuse, then our work is not done. We will keep advocating and feeding and connecting people to resources and calling and comforting and showing up. Receiving grace by God through Jesus doesn't mean that we don't have urgency or any demands on our brains, on our bodies, our very souls. But rather that when we strive greatly and fall short, we are gathered again into God's loving arms and pushed back out the door to love and to serve. I don't know much about what Matthias, who we call a saint, did, but I do know that he was called and he was chosen. And so, too, we are called and chosen to be the body of Christ in the world. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.